This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This ball is torched left field. Mitch Garver, welcome back. Second deck bomb. What a tank in the 12th inning. And the power the Mariners have been thirsting for, finally, at long last, comes to life.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Rips this one to right field, and it's going to get down. Slater, he's going to score. Mydrop, he's chugging in, and the Sox retake the lead. A two-run double from the rookie Kyle Teal here in the seventh inning.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Busted up.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Good morning, happy June 30th, last day of June.
What is happening? Summer's almost over, man. It's flying.
It's not almost over. Would you stop it?
It's almost there. We only got like 2 weeks left. Everybody's got to go back to school. It's almost done. You enjoying it while it lasts?
I did feel like yesterday was our first real summer day.
Felt like a summer day.
It was really hot.
It was hotter than hell. And then at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I had people in the neighborhood lighting off fireworks. I'm like, hey, Multnomah County, I thought this was illegal.
1 a.m.
Dude, just mortars going off in the park. Everybody wakes up, dogs hiding behind the toilet. What is happening?
Must have been teenagers.
Yeah, nobody warns you in life when you make that flip from being one of those idiots to being the people who's angry at those idiots. It just kind of happens one morning. You wake up and you just, I didn't get enough sleep last night, I'm tired. Yeah. Those damn kids, I want to find where they live and go honk my horn on my way to work in front of their house, you know, give them a little ha ha.
You're one of those stupid kids, and you see the person peering out the window. Hey, stop doing that.
Stop.
Like,
you're so loud.
I'm never going to be old and awful like that guy.
Every kid
and
has
you become that guy.
Every kid has the same thought. I will never. That will never happen to me. And now cars drive through my neighborhood, and I'm like, slow down. Like, when does that happen? What is it in us? All of a sudden, our DNA flips, and we're just totally different.
I think it's the age 35.
35 is when it happens?
I think 35. Yeah, because, like, we're not that. Now you're at the midway point of your 30s. You're 5 from 40, but it feels like you're 2 from 40.
You're still young, but you're not young anymore.
Yeah, everything's starting to crack when you move. Right. I think it's about 35 is when that old person factor like starts hitting you in your brain, and you are screaming for people to slow down in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I did about 8 hours of yard work yesterday in the lower back. Oh, it's toast today. It's toast.
We're gonna
put feet up this afternoon.
I had to pressure wash my driveway.
Oh, look at you.
I like to do it once a year.
Look at you.
I don't do it much more. That. Dude, it is seeing that line.
It's therapeutic, man.
Wow.
It's absolutely therapeutic.
I did have a lot of guilt doing it, but I did it nonetheless.
Why do you have guilt pressure washing your driveway? Water usage? You one of those? Worry about the water usage?
I just don't. I'm weird this way. It doesn't resonate with everybody that does it.
No.
But in the middle of doing this, I'm just like, oh, and here I am, middle America man, using drinkable water to clean his driveway.
About 10,000 gallons in an hour and a half to pressure wash all of your sidewalk. But it looks clean, though, doesn't
it? It looks amazing.
It looks fantastic. It's all cleaned off, ready to go.
So gross what gets in those cracks.
Oh, it's nasty.
But when it's gone, because we play a lot of basketball on that court,
you got to clean the court out.
It's like a new court.
You can't have a dirty court.
It's great.
You can't take one of those little floor mops out there in the driveway. You don't have those outdoors. The only way you can do it is you got to pressure wash that bitch. That's what you did.
I went shirtless doing it too.
Look at you.
Got a little sunburn on my shoulders.
Feels good, doesn't
it? A little back of my neck, but I had sunblock on.
Yeah, I got to start evening out the tan. Teddy ballgame starts swim lessons today, and I'm a little nervous because I'm assuming I'm getting in the pool with him.
Yes, I mean, you know, definitely are.
They don't really know what they're doing on their own. Here we go. Go swim.
By the way, something traumatizing, I think, for more you, but it will look like more him.
Sure.
They're going to make you dunk him.
Yeah, we got to do some dunking.
And
I tried dunks over the weekend, and he was not a fan.
Really?
I tried to ease him into it. I knew this was around the corner, and I'm like, I don't want to have the kid that freaks out at his first swim lesson. I don't want to be that parent, but I think I'm going to be that parent.
Oh, you got to baptize the hell out of this kid.
I was dunking him left and right, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he was not happy with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I would imagine he wasn't. It's the look on their face is almost like, now what is this thing doing to me?
can't breathe, water in the eyes. Eyes,
and
freaking
you're just
out.
Like, I'm sorry.
But I know I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb. I take that shirt off, and I got the tan lower arms, the neck, and a little bit of the V-neck where the collared shirt goes. That's all tan. The rest of it, just pale white.
I don't think you're going to look as... I don't think you'll stand out as much as other, like more than other people. I think other people are also going to be pasty white.
I feel like a lot of people are pasty white, but they're just generally pasty white. Like I tan well, but I just don't get a lot of sun on the parts that I need to.
Oh,
it's not balanced. That's why I stick out, I feel like. I got a lot of red, and then I take the shirt off, and it's, whoa, that's really white.
Yeah, when I was doing the driveway shirtless, because, you know, that crud also gets all over you when it shoots back.
Oh, it's shooting
sometimes
up on your ankles. It's all over your shoes.
So I was like, I'm not dealing with this. Plus, I want to try to get some sun. I had a lot. A lot of nice white t-shirt comments.
There you go, hey.
Because I also have the same problem. I have a golf tan line,
right?
And I'm pale white when I take a shirt off.
You got to even that thing out, man. We got to go suntan. You got to sunbathe in the summer.
It's tough, man.
It doesn't balance out. Look at us being all old, yelling about fireworks and pressure washing our driveways this weekend.
It's probably the one thing I hate about genetics is the fact that my dad can get as dark as anybody when he's in the sun.
Yeah.
He's half Japanese, and he has the trait where he tans really well.
You didn't get that gene.
None of us did.
No, none of
your kids.
There's
three of us. Not one of us got that gene.
You're all pale white.
We're all pale white.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about my dad and his height. Like, what the hell, dude? Like 6'2". Really couldn't spare an inch? Couldn't help me out a little bit here?
See, I think this... Well, okay, so is it the dad's fault in the tanning height, or is it the mom's fault?
Yeah, because I did get...
My mom is pale white.
And my mom's tanner in hell, and that helps a little bit, because I red very easily. So I got her tanning genes, but I did not get the height genes from the other parent. You should be able to pick on your way out. Let me pick and choose, like I'm going through a grocery store.
If I told you could be...
What do I want?
As white as paper, but 6'2".
Oh, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
You would?
I'd be an albino at 6'3". It doesn't matter to me. Give me the blue eyes, the white hair. I'll do the whole thing.
You'll just go
for 6'3",
huh?
I'd trade for like 5 extra inches. Are you kidding me?
Hey, dude, I traded in the hair for the height, so I get you there.
Yeah. See, you made a deal with the devil years ago, Will.
That's right.
Now I get to go bald.
I get to be the one tall person in the family, but I
are you the one tall person in your family?
It's not close. I got about 4 inches on everybody else.
Oh, so your family's like 6 foot or shorter?
Yeah. I think
so
my
you're
brother
the
is my brother is 6'1", maybe. Everyone else is under.
Does your brother have hair?
Oh, he's got a lot, dude. He's got a little bit of a Fabio thing going right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you did trade the baldness for the tallness.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he's the second tallest, but he's still.
What do you think the ladies like more?
Well, he's married and I'm not, so I'll let you figure that one out on your own.
Yeah, if he was like 5'10", I think you'd feel better about it, but the fact that he still got to about 6 to 6'1", yeah. I think he would say the same thing. You can be 4 inches taller.
Yeah, that's a good middle ground. You're not small. 6'1's not small.
No, that's a good. That's a good size.
Solid height,
that's good
and
size.
You got a full head of hair.
Yeah,
that's a good trade off.
I make the argument it's the best height. I think I'm too tall.
Oh.
It's a problem.
You are a little tall.
I hit my head on things all the time. I don't fit in airplanes. Yeah, it's an issue. If I could give up like 2 inches, I'll give you 2 inches. I'll give up 2 inches. I'll go down to 6'3", and then you can go up to 6 foot.
Definitely 5'10".
You think you're from 5'7" with two inches to 6'4"?
Well, hey, height is
just established I'm 5'10 on the show.
Height is like age with women, right? Height for men is age for women. You always go down 10 or you always go up 3 or 4.
You don't ask me what my height is, okay? It's rude and inappropriate.
I really am rooting for Teddy Ballgame to be a little bit of an outlier because your wife's height's not very tall.
No. There's a lot of smalls in
your brother-in-law's like 5'6".
Yeah, brother-in-law's pretty small.
Very tall.
We're about the same height. We're about the same build. Wife's tiny. I need an outlier here.
It might be an outlier. It's in the genes are there. It's possible.
I enjoyed somebody saying simultaneously that the fireworks were celebrating the DeAndre Ayton buyout last night, which is a fun thought. Let's go light something off at the park. DeAndre Ayton's not here anymore. And then also a nice height joke right out of the gate saying that the baby dunks are the only dunks that I can make. I appreciate that. You know, joke's on you, buddy. I got a little kid hoop set up in my living room. The Teddy Ballgame loves. I'm yamming on that thing all day.
You raised it all the way up, didn't you? Just so you feel really cool.
It's all the way high. It's all the way up there. I dunk at the tallest it gets.
I'm dunking on Teddy, my year and a half year old son.
Well, it's going to be a nice little Monday show, I think.
Yeah.
I got the house to myself for 2 days.
Look at you. I'm jealous.
It's, you know, I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it's almost, I feel like if I ever have a bachelor period, it's almost over. There's so many things you want to do. You like try and plan it out, and then you end up like sitting on the couch and not doing anything.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing is like, I'm going to golf today. That'll be nice.
See, that's a great start right there.
But that's something my wife already doesn't care if I do.
Yeah, she lets you go play golf.
So then when I get home, I'm just like, bored.
Grill something. You got to smoke a cigar.
Yeah, I bought food.
Yeah, you got food. Yeah.
I smoked a cigar with Sukanik at the golf tournament. I don't smoke cigars like that.
Yeah, he brought a stogie out for us. That was kind of nice.
Maybe I will, actually, now that you're mentioning it on the back deck. Maybe I will, because I do like smoking them, but I just get a lot of complaints from the people in the house.
Then you don't have to deal with that. You stink when you come back in the house, you know. Hey, I'll close the windows. I can smell it. You get some of those comments.
I just get really like, I'm like, all right, I can come home now.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm used. I'm just conditioned now to have people in my house. And when I'm all alone, I'm just like, it's quiet. And it's, I don't know. I'm just like, what's going on?
You still got the dog or are they taking the dog? You and the dog?
No, it's me and the dog.
Just you and the dog hanging out.
Yeah.
Nope, not pooping and peeing anywhere.
No.
Put him in a crate.
No. They took a hamster with them, though. Got a hamster now.
Yeah, I saw that. Sprague's added a new member to the family.
Yeah.
Bold move, Cotton.
We have 4 pets.
That's a lot of animals.
I got to be responsible for 2 lizards and a dog. Yeah,
they're not feeding those things.
I'm like, can you just text me what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it?
That falls on your plate.
It does fall. I got to feed a bearded dragon when I get off the show today. I got to look at a feeding schedule.
You got a great ability both at work and at home to find ways to give yourself more work. Like, you create segments that are like interview segments. So now we got to book a guest every day. But thankfully it's sold, so
thank
I appreciate
you.
The effort.
No, thank you for
bringing
that.
In money into the show. But then it's like scrambling at 4 on Sunday. What do we do tomorrow? I don't know. There's nothing going on.
Dude, I text you. You took 4 hours to respond.
Dude, I was out grinding in the yard yesterday, dude. I got my fire pit out, put some sod down. Oh, it feels fantastic.
So you took the fire pit out?
I took the fire pit out, dug out all the rocks.
That's a hot take.
Cleared
dude.
Them out. I'm ready to go.
You had a nice fire pit set up.
It was okay.
With a movie screen.
I'm not going to use it.
Why?
Am I out there? We go to bed at 8 o'clock, man. I'm not going out there lighting fires in the summer. I'm in bed. I want to be in bed by 8:30.
That's a good point.
You know, I'm tired. I'm old.
Not like you're
going to
do it in the winter.
No, I'm not going to be out there and it's cold.
Pissing rain.
Get one of those like ones you can move around, you know, slide those things out in the yard. I could do a fire pit out there.
Well, it's going to be a busy Monday. We had some local news pop off last night. I was really glad this didn't happen at like 10 a.m. today.
That would have really pissed me off.
Yeah, it would have pissed me off too.
Thanks for this one, Joe. I appreciate it.
Hey, shout out friend
Clearly,
of the show, Joe Cronin.
A P1 of the show.
Yes.
He's heard my complaints because he's making a lot of moves that make sense now. I'm like, hey, where was this?
Oh, so you're happy.
I am very happy today.
Oh, some people are a little bothered.
That's because people are stupid.
Well, I have questions. I have questions, but we'll talk about that coming up at 7 a.m. today. DeAndre ain't no longer a Blazer. We'll talk about that. The NBA offseason is here. It was a very busy little weekend.
LeBron's not happy again.
Is he? He just got $52 million.
Get your roster right, L.A.
Yeah. Look, I said this when I did the NBA top
Sometimes
10.
He just can't help himself.
That's what I said. It's like people hate him because of what he says or does.
Your team just pulled off one of the greatest heist trades in NBA history.
And it's like, well, we need to evaluate. It's like, dude, I don't think you're going to find a better teammate, but okay.
I'm not sure we're in championship contending mode.
My thing on him was just basketball.
Yeah.
Not defending the person. He's a child actor. He's weird.
He is.
Breaking news. Those people tend to be weird. He's weird.
Anybody else give out a press release for picking up their option?
$53 million. And he's like, I don't know if I'm happy enough.
Yeah, he's like 47 years old.
What?
Huh? What are we talking about here, LeBron?
So let's start there. We'll start with the NBA. We got college football on the schedule today.
We do?
There's a team out there that I think was flying right under the radar of contender. And not so fast, my friend.
Uh-oh.
We got a major story going on. So we'll talk about that. Tyson Aldridge at 8 a.m. Dirt and Sprague. Good to be with you. We start with some NBA offseason moves next on The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to the general NBA stuff. Good morning. Happy Monday. Beautiful, sexy people. This music kind of makes me feel sexy.
Making you feel good?
A little bit.
You can dance around?
We need to establish something. I was thinking about this last night.
Oh.
I wanted to make sure I'm correct here. DeAndre Ayton is gone. We will dive into the full scope of that at 7 today.
Yes.
Just so we can set the record straight, I might do a poll question on this. What we remember DeAndre Ayton most for in a Trailblazer uniform is...
It's the ice storm.
The ice storm.
Yeah.
Not being in a Trailblazer uniform.
Yeah, that's the first one that will stand out to me forever when I remember.
Like, DeAndre, that's all I'll remember about that era.
Him and his era in a Blazer uniform, it was that he couldn't make it to a game because his driveway was too icy. He pulled the us. I don't want to drive to work today. It's too icy out.
So we're on the same page here.
Yeah. I mean, can anybody name me a moment on the floor that's more memorable than that?
Nah.
I'm not saying he never had good games or didn't have like
no.
Yeah, good games.
There was
good stretches.
Never a game that I think trumps him getting stuck at home in an ice storm.
It wasn't a 40-20 game or a triple-double or something. You're like, oh, my God, DeAndre Ayton is dominating right now.
At least Nurk had like a 5-by-5 game once. Remember that one?
He did have that one time.
But I think what I'm going to remember most about DeAndre Ayton as a Blazer is not going into work.
Which, you know, hey, as somebody who doesn't want to drive to work when it's icy, I guess I can't knock the hustle, but I also don't make $35 million a year.
It's very true.
And I don't work for an organization that could probably come pick me up and figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, and they clearly didn't want to.
They're just like, whatever, dude. See you tomorrow.
You know, just hang, man. We don't want to win this game anyway.
We're tanking. We don't need you. We'll play somebody else. You're fine.
Jovan Buha, who we've had on the show in the past. He was recently the athletic writer covering the Lakers. He has now created his own entity. He's like a Substack guy.
Yeah.
He has a report, and there's always a little bit of how true is this. There's buzz, he says, that LeBron could potentially be looking at a trade to the Mavericks.
Look, I love this time of offseason in the NBA. This will be very similar to the conversation we have about DeAndre Ayton. Now, these teams are dumb, and they've already made a trade that didn't make any sense. I'll grant you that.
They're clearly friends.
Clearly friends. Explain to me how that works financially. LeBron James is going to make $52 million this year. He's on an expiring contract. He opted into the last year of his player option. You got to make those salaries match. Mm-hmm. How many Dallas Mavericks do you have to come up with to make that salary match? Because they're not trading Anthony Davis back to L.A. They're not trading Kyrie. He's hurt right now.
Cooper
Flagg for LeBron James. What's the rookie pay scale deal in the NBA for number one pick?
You need more money.
$10 million. So you got to come up with about half your roster to make that work. There's no chance it's gonna. This where I buy this theory is that I don't think LeBron's done after this year. I think he'll hang on for a couple more years.
I don't think he'll be done after this year. We would have heard it by now.
Yeah, I think he played 2-3 more years. That makes a lot of sense in free agency for him. If he wants to leave L.A. after a year, he got his kid to the NBA. I don't know how old his other kids are, if they're all going to be graduated by
then. He's got one kid that's starting at Arizona this year.
At Arizona?
Yeah.
And then is that it, or has he got another one
after that?
He's
got a daughter.
Okay.
But I don't think she plays basketball.
So then it's not as, you know, important to be in L.A. for the basketball and all that kind of stuff going on. So maybe he goes and signs in Dallas on a vet minimum for a couple of years.
So do you think he's going to be in a Laker uniform this year?
I do think that he will be in a Laker uniform this year.
Okay.
It was hilarious that he had to opt into $52 million and then say, you know what, guys, I don't know if we're close enough to winning a title. When he could have opted out and given them a more affordable contract.
Well, that's the other thing. I did defend him on this part on the gambling show yesterday. It's like he is the only athlete in our time that when he opts into the value of his contract, everybody has to go, well, why don't you take a discount?
Could take a pay cut.
And then if he takes a pay cut,
do the Brady.
And they get a better player and they win a title, we're also going to go, yeah, well, you had to cheat to get it.
And to rig your team.
He's literally the only athlete that exists. And if he goes cheap, we're going to criticize it. If he opts in, dude, he was an all NBA player. He's a top 15 player.
Yes.
$52 million is about the value. He probably gives you more value than that.
Financially speaking, without a doubt, he does.
But again, this is where it's tough. I'm defending that and the basketball. I'm not defending the agent statement. That was stupid.
You know, I mean, Rich Paul saying he knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all.
Yeah, I just...
We're very appreciative of the partnership.
Like, it's unnecessary.
Why is there a press release to say that you just opt in? You want to make $52 million this year? I don't blame you for not wanting to take a pay cut. He did a lot of that in Miami, where at times he wasn't even the highest paid player on the team. I don't blame him for not wanting to take less than $52 million, but getting an agent... To have a press release on you opting in is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Also, to say that he's not sure if they're close enough to winning a title and that the Lakers are building for the future. Where did Luka Doncic end up 2 years ago? How far did his team make it?
Finals.
That's right. Okay, so he made it to the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Is Luka Doncic in the prime of his career, would we argue?
Yep.
Was that one of the craziest, biggest fleece trades that feels like in NBA history?
Easily.
They just pulled that off last offseason. Like, if there's no Luka there, and you're just still teamed up with, I play 38 games a year, Anthony Davis, maybe you got a decent argument for LeBron, but after that trade, you got no legs to stand on, man. They're going to sign our former center probably today.
Well, there's a lot of rumor mill stuff on the streets that DA is going to end up being a Laker. They need a center in the worst way. He's going to get paid to leave here, and so he'll probably take a discount to be a Laker. Does Alonzo Ball Cavs trade do anything for you?
That did nothing for me.
Really?
Nothing, because I couldn't remember. Has he played in the last 2 years? When was the last time Lonzo Ball played a game?
He played a little bit last year.
Did he play a little bit last year?
He was good when he played.
He's always been solid when he's been healthy.
That's the thing about him is he's a good player. He's got these injury problems, man. They can't get past him.
Well, and then I guess...
He's only 27.
I mean, he's so young. It's insane. I also just wonder from a Cavs standpoint, and you know more about the roster.
Last game was February 28th.
How many did he play last year?
Damn it.
Damn it.
I got it. It's right here. He had...
It's right there.
35. Okay. He started 14. He played 35.
That's far more than I gave him credit for in my head.
His stats don't like jump off and say, oh, a great year. But when he played,
he's okay.
He was impactful.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I watched the Bulls basketball game, so my apologies there. Guard fit is interesting. I mean, I guess you're just bringing him off the bench after Garland and Mitchell and just kind of be a guy that can run the offense.
Yeah, because they're probably losing Ty Jerome.
Yeah.
So Ty Jerome was really, you know,
you
big
plug
for
a
them.
Hole there. Cleveland is in a fascinating spot.
They're the favorite in the East.
They're the favorite in the East again. again, everybody is banged up around them. They're kind of, you know, they are the what if of a, if Oklahoma City had lost to Denver in game seven, right? Like, what do you do? Where do you go from here? The difference between OKC and them is that they have an MVP and you don't. And so Cleveland being as good as they've been for back-to-back years and not being able to make deep playoff runs, I don't know if this solves that problem, but maybe the East is solving the problem for them because everybody else is hurt right now.
Well, I tell you right now, man, the East is so open that if I'm any team, and Detroit is one of these, they were going to sign Malik Beasley.
Not anymore.
He's being investigated now for gambling. It's going well for the NBA and the gambling.
Things are going great. My favorite thing of the weekend was probably the highlight of him a couple of years ago when they were down by 9.
Yeah, and he cut it to 7.
The spread was 7.5. There's 4 seconds left. Well, they were down by 8. Guy shooting a free throw. Makes the free throw, so now they're down by 9.
Yep.
4 seconds left. They inbounds the ball, and he sprints to the end of the floor and dunks with 0.4 to go to cover the 7.5-point spread.
That's called hustle.
That is called effort and intensity.
I'll say this. Not every highlight shared yesterday is something that he's being, you know, investigated for.
Sure.
That highlight amongst all of them was, I was like, there's something in that one.
That's incriminating. That's evidence right there.
You're not doing that in 4 seconds unless you really need that number to be below 7.5 or 8, depending on wherever the book had it.
Really, I'm glad I didn't gamble on that game the opposite way because I would have been screaming at my television.
Why did the Utah Jazz trade for Yusuf Nurkic and give a second-round pick with Colin Sexton? Can you explain that one to me?
I got nothing for you, Bob. I got nothing. There's got to be another move, right? There's got to be a bigger plan.
Boy, there better be.
There's got to be like another shoe to drop on that one.
Phoenix had to attach a first to send Nurkic to
get rid
of
Nurkic. Yeah.
And then Utah came in and said, here's a good 20-point-per-game guy.
Here you go.
And a second-round pick for that.
At least they got Ace Bailey to show up this weekend, so they got that going for him. He said he's blessed to be in Salt Lake City. He's happy now, so at least they got that going for
him. That is going to end so poorly, and it's so obvious.
How long until that guy's disgruntled and demands a trade?
I would argue he already has reached that point. He just was forced to fly out there.
He's doing a quiet quit before he even plays a game for the franchise. Yeah, I got that one was the biggest head scratcher for sure of the weekend.
I think it's going to fly right under the radar Harden opted, opted out and then got the extension.
Yeah, LeBron, Ayton.
LeBron, Ayton, Randall signed for $100 million with the T-Wolves.
Jabari Smith was a contract extension guy for Houston, too.
That was really good business.
Yeah.
You want to talk about good offseason? Houston.
Houston's having a solid offseason.
Houston is a team that I'm looking at as a Western Conference fan going, damn.
That's well run right there.
You guys know what you're doing and how you're doing it. Even if Jabari Smith never pops to the full extent of his career.
No.
I was telling this to one of our producers who thought that deal was idiotic. I'm like, no, dude. That's $24 million a year.
Yes.
For a 22,
he's 22, just turned 22.
22-year-old player.
Last month.
That still hasn't gotten to the full development, hasn't gotten to a ceiling yet, is about to learn and play with KD. Like, that's the most no-brainer of deals you could do. Because that contract, if it doesn't work out, easily tradable.
Easily tradable. He's only 22. You would imagine he's only going to get better. And his career averages are 13-8.
He's kind of just a stand-and-shoot guy right now.
Like, go grab some rebounds, be a hyper-athletic guy.
Like, Houston is knocking it out of the park this offseason. I think there's real Houston to challenge for the West. I'm not saying they're better than OKC. Not going to go there. But if you gamble on Houston to get to a Western Conference Finals, I think it'd be worth it.
I'd be willing to do it for sure. And for a league that is in love with storylines and trajectories crossing, Kevin Durant going back to Oklahoma City for a conference finals would be incredible theater.
I want to agree with you, but I just don't think he cares.
He doesn't care, but I think it would be good for the NBA.
Yeah, but like I think it matters, and it sucks that he doesn't care. Did you see he responded to some troll, as he usually does on Twitter, and then he just said, ha, 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 good luck, OKC, though. It's like, that's it.
That's it.
Play for that team for like 13 years.
That's it. Just moving on, man.
Just don't care.
You're not getting a statue out there.
I just like, I don't know. Like, I hear you. I think it's good for the viewer. I think it's good for the league, but like, I think there's going to be lacking a little if he does do that because I just don't think he cares.
The West race is going to be really fun next year. The East is going to be awesome because it's wide open and nobody knows, one, who's going to be healthy enough to play and how the teams will shake out.
I think after OKC, the West is pretty damn open, too.
Totally agree with you. OKC is easily the favorite. After that, You know, I'd probably put Houston still there, but what does LA look like? What does Denver look like again? Clippers are running it back, it seems like. Can Minnesota get Anthony Edwards any help?
Yeah.
Golden State's getting old, but like Dallas could have Cooper Flagg back with Anthony
Timberwolves
Davis.
Are
like,
kind of, they appear to be running it back. They're signing Naz Reid.
They do.
Randall, $100 million deal. Maybe they get Alexander Walker, but he could be going to Detroit now.
The tough spot that they're in is they just don't have a lot of assets
they
left to make moves.
Guard.
They desperately need a point guard.
They need a point guard so badly.
Yes,
Mike
they do.
Conley ain't cutting it anymore.
Anthony Simons on line one. Give Boston a call. They're probably going to want to move on from him.
Boston would give Anthony Simons away in a heartbeat if you gave him anything.
Great little fit right there. You could be a number three scoring option, but you can cook from time to time. That's a great fit for him.
Well, there's a couple other things I want to get to. We got a college football segment I want to get to coming up here very shortly, and then I want to get into DeAndre Ayton stuff coming up at the top of the hour. So we'll get all that. We're back with more Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
It's been a long
feels rude to interrupt Sam.
A long time
just become a music station this morning. Excuse me, frog in my throat.
Right over there.
I'm doing all right. Clear it out. I'm all right. Let's do it. Let's play music for the next 2 hours. What do you think? Coming up next, your top five.
The poll question is up. Will the most memorable moment of DeAndre Ayton's Blazer career be when he stayed home during an ice storm? Yes or no?
Yeah.
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 I think it's yes in a landslide.
Has to be yes in a landslide. You could tell me he had a good game. You can't tell me any other kind. Like, who was it against? Was it a big win?
There's going to be one person that goes, guys, 35-16 and 4, Sacramento. January 2023.
You know what? I'd say seek help. Yeah. Why do you remember that? What's the matter with
you? I would say the same thing. Blazers, I think, agree with us. They paid him to piss off. So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. We'll get to this college football. There's a college football story out there from the week. There's actually a couple of them.
Yeah.
I didn't want to burn all my college football bullets today.
No, you want to hold a couple in the chamber.
I was ready to fire them off.
Yeah.
But then the DeAndre Ayton news came, and I went, you know what?
Let's lean in on that a little bit.
Hold that for my Tuesday.
That's right.
But there is one team in college football I want to talk about. We don't talk about them very often, but we need to talk about them today.
Yes, we do.
So we'll get to so when you look at the Western Conference race now, and we're sorting out and we're saying Oklahoma City's at the top, we assume Denver's probably right there too because they've got the Joker. I had somebody tell me at the Fan Golf Classic, Denver's in trouble.
Denver's in trouble?
And I said, they've got Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, they pushed OKC harder than in, well, I guess Indiana took them to seven, so dumb statement. But
second.
Sans Indiana, they pushed them harder than anybody else.
Certainly pushed them harder than yeah, Minnesota did.
Absolutely did, took them to seven.
So you have Jokic, I'm just going to assume you're right up there. Minnesota, I assume, will be back as well since they're running this back.
Yeah.
And, you know, after that, it's like you can talk yourself into all kinds of teams. Houston should probably be in this. The Clippers, the Lakers.
Like, San Antonio with a healthy Wemby if you get it for 82 games this year.
Exactly. So the point is, because we're going to get to Blazer stuff at 7, of just where is the next domino going to fall? Because it's not even July 1st, and we've already had pretty active movement in the NBA offseason.
Yeah, I would look around. I think there's a couple of really curious teams. I think Houston has certainly gotten better. And I understand the naysayers of the Jabari Smith deal, because I saw some of those comments that were coming in. And thinking that he's overpaid and comparing him to other young players. To me, there's just a value in having a guy. The amount per year that he's going to make, especially as the salary cap goes up in the NBA, to me is an affordable deal for a guy who is an athletic freak. He's 6'10", and I'm just like, I'm willing to roll the dice on that. He's reached that point, similar to some of these other players, where you're extension eligible and you got to make a decision on a guy. This is the same decision that Portland has to make on Shaedon Sharpe this offseason. We've asked, do you feel confident in paying him a certain amount of money? If you could get him in the low to mid-20s, I'd absolutely feel okay giving him that deal. If it's higher than that, or if he wants higher than that, you're going to have a bit of an issue. But I think Houston has certainly gotten better in my mind, because the biggest thing that they needed and the thing that they were desperate for was offensive production and a guy who could just go get you a bucket at any time. And now they have one of the best bucket getters, and we can feel how we feel about Kevin Durant at his age. He's still an incredible scorer. Go look at his numbers last year, even though we didn't pay much attention to the Suns because they were a dumpster fire. So Houston, to me, has gotten better. If L.A. has a full year of Luka Doncic, I have a hard time seeing them not being the mix. Jokic is the greatest player on the planet, one of the greatest players of all time, so I don't care what the hell's around him. They fired his GM and his coach, and he was a win away from going to the conference finals last year. I look at some teams and just wonder, Like, what is next for you? Like, Minnesota's a team like that for me. They had a good year this year, clearly overmatching the conference finals. You just run it back? Do you have any avenues to get better?
So, I think that's a good question. Maybe people say, yeah, you got to the conference finals. You have a year of chemistry, and you understand what everybody does, and they need to, where they need to be. And so, let's see what this is in a second year. I think where I'm at is, and we saw this with Portland, we're seeing this all over the league, the way that the financials are set up in that league right now, teams are not making blow-up moves. They're not panicking. They're signing guys for what seem like good value.
Yep.
I think Randall signed for $117, $118 million with
somewhere
the Knicks.
In that range, yeah.
He just signed for 3 years, $100.
Yeah.
Like, and I think the last deal was a four-year deal.
It was, yeah. Three-year, $100 million deal yesterday.
And he's, yeah. So, like, if I'm Minnesota, that's good value for a player that I thought, Randall had some stinkers in the playoffs, but I think for the most part, Randall was good in the playoffs.
I mean, he was clearly the number two throughout the majority of the postseason.
Right.
He had
now,
a great run.
What do you keep around him? I don't know. But, like, when we talk about, like, once upon a time in this league, we used to talk about, well, you know, I don't think it's going to work for this team with that player. They should trade that player. Would have said that about the center that we just bought out. The market's not there.
Yeah, for big contracts especially.
Salaries and matching and teams wanting certain numbers back doesn't exist. And I think it's kind of partially what's making the league, in my eyes, more fun. Baseball, basketball, hockey had a repeat, but hockey's had it forever in some ways. And the NFL, all of our sports leagues, you know what I like about them? They all feel like they're open right now.
They do.
Now, Oklahoma City could dominate. They could have a dynasty, maybe. I also don't know if they'll have the same injury luck. And, you know, we'll see. It's hard to repeat. What do they have? Seven different champions in seven straight years.
And those contract extensions are going to start getting handed out soon. And that will make roster building tougher.
And they're not the richest team either. That Bennett situation, it's underrated. Like, he's not rolling in the dough the way some of the other owners are. So, might not be as willing to dive into tax and all that stuff. I think right now where the league is like, instead of saying, should they do this and run it back? I think teams are kind of forced to, which makes it more interesting to me because how do you grow as a team?
Yeah.
How do you push each other to get better? And what group is going to return that can knock off a champion like Oklahoma City? Maybe it is Minnesota in year two with Randall and company. But I also don't think it's easy to move these guys anymore.
No, and can you hit on a player in the draft that becomes an impact guy for you right away? Can you find somebody on a mid-level exception that will be a difference maker? I just find them fascinating primarily because of how I feel about Anthony Edwards as a player and just where does his career go from here? He's been knocking on the door now back-to-back years and unable to kick it down. And I don't really see their circumstances changing next year, but that's the beauty of where the NBA is at right now. I didn't see the Indiana Pacers making the NBA Finals, so things can surprise you right now in the league. I think the other two that I would circle in the West just of like, what are you doing this offseason? Not really as a negative or a positive, but just kind of a wondering what direction you're heading. Memphis trading Bane for five first-round picks, I get. You got a nice draft haul in return. Are you keeping the rest of it intact? Are you like, what's the next move for Memphis? I'm fascinated by
they were clearing up cap space so you can keep Ja and Triple J.
And is that like, okay, you're just going to be a kind of 8-9 seed in the West? It's just they're kind of in that no man's land where is Ja going to be reliably playing?
If Ja's healthy, they're good. If Ja's healthy, that team could be a top 16 in the West.
Is he going to get suspended again? Is he going to do something stupid? Like, is that the kind of guy that's trustworthy?
Yeah.
And then Sacramento, who was below 500 last year, but kind of relying upon a bottom of the West that wasn't very good. And some injuries that happened around them. They were technically in the play-in, but there's no future there. Where are you going?
They feel like they screwed it all up.
I mean, they made the playoffs 3 years ago, and they were the next up-and-coming
thing. They were a three seed.
Yes, light the beam. Yeah. Look at the Kings. Oh, my God, they're on this great trajectory, and then they've just fallen off a cliff the other direction. And so it's a cautionary tale to other NBA teams, but I look at both of those of just like, where you're at right now, where are you going this offseason? I'm fascinated by.
We'll dive into the Blazers and the Ayton stuff coming up at 7 a.m. Coming up next, pretty big news in college football for this team who was kind of flying under the radar. We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Blazers in the news again last night. We'll get to that coming up here at the top of the hour. Pretty big story in college football, and it's not a team that gets talked about a whole lot nationally. We certainly don't talk about them a whole lot on this program.
It's a team that had a decent argument to be in the college football playoff last year.
100%. They were pretty close. And
10-2.
Many thought going into this season they could be a real dark horse to make noise, not only to get to the playoff, but in the playoff.
Yep.
And partially for that reason was their quarterback, Jake Retzlaff, who had 2,900 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 12 picks, was coming back. And everything looked good. And then a lawsuit was filed. A civil lawsuit was filed by a woman that alleged that he raped, strangled, and bit her in November of 2023. And so in response to that lawsuit, because he's going through this, he denied the allegations, but he said he did have sex with her.
Yes.
And so in admitting this, the BYU honor code comes into play, because God forbid that honor code exist with a civil lawsuit involving strangulation and rape.
Right. If he just denied it, there probably wouldn't be a suspension right away, but he came out and said, I did have sex with her.
And because of that, he had premarital sex. It violates the school's honor code.
Yeah.
And the school notified him that he was going to be suspended at least 7 games. And once he did this, he's been participating in all the offseason workouts, by the way. And because of this suspension, he notified the team yesterday he is leaving. He is transferring out of BYU. Now, I don't know where he's going to go. He's got obvious experience here. But facing that civil lawsuit, I'm sure some schools are going to kind of be on a wait-and-see situation. If not, take him in and then just hope for the best. But pretty massive news, BYU losing their quarterback. It's an ugly situation. It's an ugly backstory of why. But he's leaving because of the suspension. And so BYU, who came into the season with a lot of high hopes, now going to have to turn to the backup.
Yeah, you let the court proceedings play out, and we'll see how it all transpires. They were clearly a team that was going to come into the year as a favorite in that conference. They returned a lot of talent. The Big 12 is as wide open as anything in college football this year. Arizona State was picked to finish last year, and they won the whole damn thing and made it to the college football playoff.
Interesting note on that. I'm glad you said that. That will not be happening again.
Yes, they were too embarrassed by last year.
The Big 12 basically came out and said, we will not doing preseason rankings anymore. Thank you. Goodbye. We're done.
Oh, you cowards. Come on. Make your picks. We all look like idiots. I love the preseason media poll. Who's everybody taking to finish first, last?
I like it, but I'm also with you. I do like seeing where people think programs are, and then you get Arizona State, who wins it all, and you're like, what?
It makes a great story. You picked him to finish last. They went on to win the conference. We'll just say this. BYU, with him back at quarterback, would not have been a team that people picked to finish last. I think there's some noise around Baylor this year in the Big 12. I think there's some noise again around Kansas State, who's returning Avery Johnson at quarterback. Iowa State's been on a nice, consistent run.
Arizona State
won the damn thing last year. Remember their game last year against BYU?
Yep.
That was the infamous Kenny Dillingham try and kill the clock, but he left time on the clock, and then BYU had one more chance.
Yeah.
One of the worst clock management situations we've ever seen. I have a hard time seeing. First off, from a 7-game suspension, my guess would be the reason he's walking away is because he wants to go to the NFL after this year.
Yes.
And you're eating up the majority of his season with that suspension, and that's without knowing how the court stuff will proceed. Why would you take this guy in right now with this hanging over his head? That's the head-scratcher for me. I understand that athletics are a dirty business, and at the end of the day, all that matters for the majority of teams is winning. I don't know if he's innocent or guilty. I have no clue about the backstory behind it. All I know is if I'm another college football program at this point, at the end of June, fall camp is about to open in, what, 3-4 weeks? Like, it's right around the corner. You don't know how this court proceeding is going to go. You don't know if he's going to be found liable or guilty or what. Like, I have a hard time seeing somebody taking a flyer on this guy with that hanging over his head. But maybe I end up being wrong there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen programs do all kinds of shady, questionable, weird things. I just don't know what he does if he doesn't go to another team. Does he just take the year off?
Take the year off, work out, and then maybe try and have a comeback the next year once all of this stuff is water under the bridge if it doesn't end up turning out that he raped the girl.
I mean, look, it's a disaster what his name is attached to. We're just putting that out front. We're well aware of it. You got to think just from football, right? Separating those two things, the football side of this, BYU yesterday is like, damn.
Yeah, it's a killer for you, man. Camp opens up in a month.
Kalani's done a really good job down there. He had a little bit of a downturn, and then he brought it right back up.
Yeah.
And it felt like they were ascending to being a preseason top pick out of that conference. And maybe they still are. Maybe the backup's really good. I can't speak to the quarterback room at that program, but Jake Retzlaff is transferring out of BYU, and so we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen there. But BYU now moving into a different quarterback. Loaded second hour of the program. We're going to kick it off. DeAndre Ayton is out of Portland. They paid him to leave. He is gone, people. He's gone. Loaded second hour. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.